We're coming to you from the Palm Beach International Boat Show, one of the best boat shows we've come to love so much lately.
Oh, Kim, this boat show is killing it. I think this has really found its stride in South Florida and really in the U.S. market.
It's really become a very chic, well-attended boat show. The first 2 days were red carpet, obviously, or the special day on Wednesday, which was a touch bit slow, but traffic has picked up, and I've heard some really good things about the show.
I as well.
And also that things are still a little slow, so I've heard both sides.
Right. But you know, the commercial side of it, the retail side of it may be a little bit slow, although it's hard to say. You don't really know for, 60, 90 days after show what really happened.
Absolutely, right.
But I'll tell you, the industry showed up. I mean, first of all, if you walk the docks, you see some really, really big boats from Europe that are here, some big boats from Turkey. That's pretty cool. And then the people, the businesses that showed up, that tells you a lot. If they're investing to come over here to Palm Beach to be in this show, they believe in what's happening here in this industry, which is, I think,
the
important.
Industry is a very strong industry. We're 12 billion strong in South Florida, 120,000 plus jobs. And a lot of that is not just boat sales. It's the refit side of it that we don't speak enough of.
That's right.
And, refit at the show, we have 600 exhibits. We have 1,000 boats on display. But a lot of those exhibitors are actually companies that are the auxiliary, the products like post-sale. And one of the products that we have behind us is
the Tomatop. Yeah.
Which I thought was a really cool product that when I walked by it, I was really impressed. It can quickly make a soft top on the flybridge a hard top.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, most boats coming out of the factory these days do have the hard tops. That's kind of the way it goes. But there's a fleet of thousands and thousands of boats that have the traditional bimini.
Right.
And what's cool about this is, if you're in a area where you've got inclement weather, it's great. You can put isinglass around it, and you can put this top on, and the windscreen retracts and then closes. So if you need to close up and get out of the weather a little bit, that windscreen drops down, which is kind of cool. And then when you want to open it up and get the fresh air through and have some sun and fun, it opens up. And it really adapts to so many different flybridge type boats. There's like four different sizes.
Yeah, from 38 to 50 feet or something like that?
Yeah, I'd say so. Between the 35 to 50, 55 foot would be ideal. I haven't seen anything quite like it before. And I've been in the game a really long time. It's not for everybody. But boy, if you want to replace that bimini with something that gives you utility, on top you can mount your lighting, you can mount your antennas, you can mount your radar. You can now put, LED lighting on the inside where you can't do that with a flat fabric.
No, absolutely. That's not permitted.
No,
I thought it was a really cool design here.
Isn't that neat?
We do a lot of refit business at my dealership. We see a lot of those soft bimini tops. Or when I'm presenting a boat to a client that's a pre-owned boat, the biggest thing they say is I don't want a soft top.
Yeah, right. And you look at new naval architecture, new boat design coming out, they have these enclosed spaces now. And that's kind of the thing. So if you want to kind of bring your boat up to current style and standards, you can do that now.
I love it.
It's kind of cool.
I wonder what it takes to actually install it. Have you heard much about the product?
Well, there's a couple companies, EYS here in Fort Lauderdale. I know they're working with this company to do installation work. And, pretty much if you can fly a bimini, you can figure out the mounting structure to get these things up. They're not that heavy. They're like 400 pounds.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
No. They're pretty light. They're pretty efficient. They're pretty well engineered, from what I can tell.
Have you heard about price wise what the price point is on something like this?
30 grandish.
Okay.
So somewhere in that neighborhood, all in. So not horrible. Quite doable, particularly if you're in a refit, and that's what we're talking about right now—the refit business that's going on.
Yes.
I think you could come in and do a really nice job and upgrade and style up your boat a little bit.
And speaking of refit, there's some news that recently hit my my desk, if you will. We even have desks anymore, right?
Yeah, well, we're at our desk right now, aren't we? Don't you love it?
But, I don't know if you've heard, but one of the boats, I'm not going to mention the manufacturer, had a delamination issue that caused the boat to flip.
Whoa, I didn't hear about that.
And it was really what they believe it was from the bow thruster. The bow thruster had caught quick turn, and the boat had flipped. It was a center console, multi-engine, four quad-engine boat,
wow.
And it had flipped. So,
hard to imagine bow thrusters get that much torque to do something like that. But
I
guess.
I'm an outboard. We do a lot of outboards in my business, but I really want to stress that it's important that you go to a company that specializes in bow thrusters.
Right, right.
Whether it be the manufacturer direct or the manufacturer brings somebody in that's right. a specialist, but try not to go to the one-off shops.
No. You want to go to places that can do this, the support engineering, the design. They know how to marry up horsepower torque to the boat and the way the boat's used. You know, that's really, really important. Wow. Did anybody get hurt in that accident?
I believe somebody did. No one, there was no death or anything like that, but there are some big investigations going on. But back to my point, you know, it's so important. I heard a story today from a manufacturer, another manufacturer that lost a lot of people because a guy was moonlighting and without insurance, without, you know, the certifications and licenses that he needed to start his own business and found the company on Sunbiz. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of them left to start their own little business. And
that happens,
it's such a shame, you know, but if you're going to do it the right way. Yeah, you know, it's all about being honest.
Get the licensure, get the training, you know, set up the business appropriately. And, you know, when you do it right, then you are working on a level playing field and you're giving your client the best potential result and hopefully a business that'll be there for the long term to be there to stand behind the product and provide service and support.
So any words of wisdom, like you're big in the yacht space.
Yes.
Any words of wisdom for refit that you can share with us?
Well, do your homework. Step number one, do your homework because the dock talk is real. The industry's become more professional than ever. Go to a legitimate shipyard, and there's plenty of them. Here at the boat show, for instance, Director Shipyards here at the boat show. Bradford Marine is here at the boat show. Those are two examples. LMC, Lauderdale Marine Center, they're here. They're part of the Black Rock Safe Harbor Organization. Those are the kind of shows you want to – shows, right? Where are we?
Shows,
those are the kind
shops,
of shipyards,
you know?
The shops, exactly. The shipyards you want to go to where, you know, they force the subcontractors to come in with insurance.
They hold them to a higher
standard. Absolutely.
And they have a very stringent – vendor vetting process.
That's right. And yes, and those that work in that space are highly experienced by and large. They will bring, that level of professionalism to the table. So there's where you want to go if you want to get it done right, safely.
So Rick, we're in Palm Beach. What are some of the top tier, yards here in Palm Beach?
You know, first of all, Viking Service Center is amazing. So if you got a sport fish boat and a Viking, there's no other place to go. They've got it figured out.
Team up there.
Yep, they even do their own metal work, their tower work. It's all done right there.
Electronics in-house as well.
It's fantastic. It's beautiful. Cracker Boy is here. Great yard. You go a little bit north of Palm Beach. You've got Director in Fort Pierce. And, of course, right here, you got the Rybovich Shipyards. Those are an amazing infrastructure, very well-heeled company. They're working primarily with the large and very large yachts. But there are trades sprinkled in amongst Rybovich that can work on any boat in the area. So you've got – that's key. You want to bring your boat to a place where you've got good subcontractors and good trades because if you don't, you got to drive them or fly them in to wherever you are. And that gets expensive real quick.
No. And back to what I was saying about the manufacturer. This one manufacturer went to his employee's home and found 5 boats in his yard that he was working on.
Okay.
So
there you go.
In his backyard. So that's the sort of stuff that we want to avoid.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No, as an industry, we really do need to be. And it's not just my voice, your voice that keeps talking about this, but we all have to be.
Well, this is an industry of high standards. It should be an industry of high standards.
Not a price cutting standard.
No. Listen, there's no such thing as a cheap boat. There shouldn't be anyway, because boating brings in safety and reliability. And when you cut corners in boating, you're setting yourself up for failure. And that's just a reality.
So any other refit news that you can share? Anything going on that you can...
Well,
bring the Yachting Unplugged. I know where we bring the news.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be able to talk about this in a couple of weeks. There's a company right now that's developing a number of shipyards. The individuals that are part of that organization are well known in the space. They were involved in the Rybovich program.
Okay.
They were involved in the LMC program and even in the Bradford development program. So when these guys get together, big things happen. Probably sometime in May, we'll be able to announce what they've got going. But that's going to be something to look forward to.
Well, some big news, and you know we're all about the news.
Yes.
But Loon, the news that came out on Loon, you want to talk about that?
Well, yeah. It's funny. I was talking to Michael Moore a couple of days ago. I was also speaking with the yacht manager of Loon. And for what it's worth, Captain Paul Clark did a great job of compartmentalizing things. I feel comfortable to speak freely about this because I've got some insight in the whole program. And so the yacht management company was really kept in the dark about a lot of things. And this is an example, I think, where crew and particularly captains get a little bit of ego ahead of them, where they're the star of the show instead of the supporting role in the show. And Paul had quite a reputation for doing that. So, as you probably know, they had that accident down in St. Bart's.
It's unfortunate. Christmas two people were seriously injured.
Everybody on the boat was. There's 13, okay, 11 on the boat. But
from what I understand, only two people have filed the lawsuit against Captain Now.
It's a starting point.
Is it a starting point?
Yeah, wow. And Moore and Company is representing these two ladies, and good thing, because they deserve whatever they can get from Captain Paul. He ended up, that's all I need to say. It just wasn't a good program.
Right. Well, it comes back to alcohol. Alcohol and boating do not mix when it comes down to it. And especially, I'm actually afraid to actually take my captain's license and pursue that, because it's so much responsibility comes
huge,
with that.
Huge responsibility.
Do you want to, maybe people aren't aware of that, do you want to share what responsibility you take as a captain when you have that license on board?
It's a lot of liability. You're basically responsible for everything. And it's not just alcohol.
Whether you're driving or not.
Whether you're driving or not. If you're on board, then they're looking for the professionals. They're looking for those who can, represent or be responsible at some level. Now, some captains are hired specifically for that purpose, so we can go out and party and drink and whatever we would do, and there's one person that is maintaining sobriety and control. That's how it should be done. That's what should have happened in St. Bart's, and Captain Paul wouldn't be in the trouble he's in right now. But if you are a captain on board a vessel,
whether
you have to be so
not,
careful.
Correct?
Yes.
So when you have a license and you're not operating, you're on board, you still adhere to those requirements?
I would, because if something bad happens and it comes up that you're a licensed captain on board this, and you're perhaps the only licensed captain on board the vessel, you're gonna go in front of the boards almost certainly. Coast Guard will take a hard look at that.
Well, very interesting situation. I know we had a surveyor. Do you want to talk about that, or is it too soon?
Is that too soon? Well, it's relevant to what's happening right now with ICE coming in. I also understand that ICE has set up a couple sting operations in a couple shipyards where they've advertised for day work. And when the day workers come in, they check visa
status. If you will.
Yeah. And there's been a few South Africans sent back to their country because of this enforcement. The gentleman you're talking about,
very, very well known individual in the industry.
Yeah. And
is detained.
Yeah. And apparently he's going to be deported as well, which is it's unfortunate. When people are in this country doing good things and playing by the rules, I kind of like to think they can hang out and do it. But at the same time, right now, the culture that's happening here in the States, I really think it's important that you pay attention to your visa status.
Cross your T's.
Yeah. You can fly out and make arrangements to come back in if you need to update your visa and maintain your status. But it's a new world here right now. So I would just say cautionary tale. Be aware. Be careful. Don't be that guy that comes on the wrong side of ICE.
Well, I can't think of any other news. I mean, I've had some things across my email. I'm really excited to see that the community has wrapped their arms around our new show, Yachting Unplugged. And thank you for those that have reached out to me, sending me newsworthy, and Rick as well. If you do have anything that you'd like us to talk about on the show, create some noise, push the needle, if you will, the throttles forward.
We're happy to talk about anything relevant to the boating yachting industry, particularly if it's something that we feel really needs to get out in front of everybody. Reach out to us. We're happy to work with you, and we're happy to bring your news forward.
Yeah, and thanks to Toma Top. Check them out. If you do have a situation where you're in a refit situation, you want to go from a soft boomini top to hard top, check them out. It's TOMA-TOP.com.
That's right. And I think they'll do a great job of taking care of whatever you want to do in that refit if it makes sense to do it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for joining us on a special edition of Yachting Unplugged from the Palm Beach International Boat Show.
The last day of the Palm Beach International Boat Show.
I know. I'm going to miss it. I really do like it up here. It is. Yeah. All right. Well, Rick, great seeing you.
Kim, you as well.
And anyone really, if you are interested in the boat show, there's a lot of deals going on post-boat show. So reach out to all the vendors here.
That's right.
There's
always a lot of motivation.
Yes, for sure. Everyone's very motivated. So whether you live, work, or play on the water, just get on the water, because there's nothing better than a lifestyle on the water.
No, there's not, is there?
Take care, everyone, and catch you on the next episode of Yachting Unplugged.
All right. Until then.
Ciao, ciao.
We're out of here.